My name is Stephen Florida, and I'm going to win the Division IV NCAA championship in the 133 weight class. That's it. Do you believe me when I say I think about it every day, every hour, at least 20 times an hour? That there isn't much in the way of detail? I'm telling the truth. I can lie, but I wouldn't lie about this. When you want something bad enough to starve for it, it's not clear what it'll look like until it finally happens. I know that there's a white pedestal with 8 steps, and that you pose for the photographers with your wooden trophy, which is the exact same size as a nice desk clock. This happens in a place called Kenosha Arena, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where there are 6 mats of all different colors, and the seats are blue, and all 2,000 are filled up with people. Below the arena is a basement with old lights and enough space for each of the wrestlers, winners and losers, to find his own shadowy corner to cry in because he's happy or because his season's over. It's where everyone goes when it's over. It's tradition. But that's not for a while, and I'm not there yet. Can you believe I used to share this with people when I was a dumb freshman and thought I'd pull the sword right from the stone? Now I keep things to myself. I edit and develop in my own mind. If someone wanted to know about it, I figure they'd ask. But I have a shaved head and a face that appears mean in repose, and I'm quick to anger, which is something I got from my dad, which helps me out in wrestling, but not in interpersonal communications. I took a class on that, too. I don't get ahead of myself now. It's something I've been working on. But I still think about the arena, the mats, the pedestal. I can't help it. I have ecstatic visions of climbing down into the basement. I think about them when I'm riding in the team van, when I fold my laundry, when I tear off my scabs, when I'm sitting through a lecture in an overheated classroom, pretending I'm looking down at my notebook, but really have my eyes closed in a low-level doze of distant concentration. I'm thinking about them right now. One day, everybody will know who I am. Why, if I pull this off, they could tell my story in the New York Times. Whenever I'm not thinking about them, I think about how to get them. Ideas are just neurons in your brain squirting chemicals at other neurons. Do you have dreams of arm bars and front headlocks? The special squeaks and thumps heard in practice, which is the sound of your own flesh's wet exertion? Have you looked for a long moment at a splotch of sweat on the mat and decided to lick it up only because it came from inside you?